We are studying Parashat Lech Lecha, and we are studying it according to the opinion of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Ben Attar. We can't do everyone, but we like to choose, a novel one. And the one we chose today comes from Perek Yud Bet, chapter 12, Pasuk Gimal, Pasuk 3. Let's just review what's taking place over here. God tells Abraham, Lech Lecha, leave your father's house, leave your country, leave your land. And if you do that, Va'abarecha me'barechecha, I will bless those that will bless you, which means anybody that blesses Abraham will receive a blessing. Umkalelcha aor. And conversely, anybody that curses Abraham will be cursed. Now, again, this seems like a very simple pasuk. There's no hidden agenda over here. There's no secret messages seemingly in the pasuk. I mean, you can't get a more basic guarantee from God. If you bless Abraham, you get blessed. And if you curse Abraham, you get cursed. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in these, it's four words, he sees over here tremendous advantages to those that bless Abraham over those that curse. He makes the following diyuk. He actually is going to make a few observations. We'll make the second observation later on. But his first observation is, pay attention. When it comes to those that bless Abraham, it says, and I will bless those that bless you. God will bless them, it sounds like, before they even bless us. It sounds they will be blessed before they even utter the blessing. Where it's, when it comes to the curses, what does it say? But those that curse you, then they will be cursed. It sounds like, if you read it correctly, that if you bless or you intend to bless Abraham, the intention to bless Abraham already will give you a blessing before you actually utter it. But when it comes to the curses, you actually have to utter the curse in order to be cursed. Va'abarecha, immediately, me'barechecha, those that bless you. Umkalilcha, but those that curse you, meaning indeed, aor, then they will be cursed. That's his diyuk, and that's his point. The question is, why? Why should it be that way? So he says, unbelievable. He says, because if, let's say, God would curse those that intend to curse Abraham. Guy's walking down the street, he sees Abraham, or he sees a Jew, by the way. This doesn't only mean Abraham. This means the descendants of Abraham, us. You have an anti-Semite, guy's walking down the street, and in his mind, he says, oh, I got some rotten things to say about this Jew. Let me get a little closer, and then I'm going to let him have it. If God would punish him at that point, nobody would know that that's why he got punished. It wouldn't be obvious to the bypassers on the street that the guy got struck down because he was intending to curse Abraham. Nobody knows what's in the guy's mind. So therefore, that would not be a deterrent to anybody else to curse Abraham. They would say a guy had a heart attack. People have a heart attack all the time. Do they know that in that moment he was about to say something bad about a Jew? They didn't know. So therefore, in order to create a deterrent, Borei Olam says, I'm not going to punish them till the curse comes out of their mouth. Then everybody will see that when he gets cursed, they'll say, oh, we know why it happened. It's clear. We heard what he said about a Jew. And therefore, it'll cause them to think 52 times before they utter a word against a Jew. But when it comes to blessing, Borei Olam says, I want to bless the guy immediately. You're going to ask me a question, says Or HaChaim HaKadosh. But if you're interested in promoting people to bless Jews, let the blessing come out of his mouth so everybody can see why he received the blessing. So they'll say, wow, unbelievable. I saw a guy go up to a Jew. He said, you're unbelievable. May you be blessed. May you be prosperous. May you be healthy. And then I saw the guy was successful. So what's that going to cause? It's going to cause people to bless Jews. Why is it that he's going to be blessed first? Nobody's going to know why the blessing came. So Or HaChaim HaKadosh says two pshatim over. He says, number one, you don't have to worry about it. Because God guarantees me. Read the end of the pasuk. V'nibrechu becha kol mishpachot ha'adamah. People are always going to bless you. I'm not worried. I don't need to incentivize people to bless you. I guarantee you. V'nibrechu becha kol mishpachot ha'adamah. people are always going to bless you, Abraham. So therefore, we don't need to make a motivation for people. It's going to happen. Second shot, he says, it's very nice that you're going to have goyim to come and bless you. But who are they to bless us? What are they, the chief rabbi of Israel? What do they have? Are they mikubalim? Are they kabbalists? That all of a sudden, they're beracha is a beracha. You're walking down the street. Some goy comes up to you, says, I want to bless you with prosperity and beracha. Should I kiss his hand? Who's he to bless me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you need to be filled with blessing in order to bestow a blessing. So God says, those that intend to bless you, ba'abarecha, I'll fill their account with blessing. So when the blessing comes out, there's money in the bank. So there's something there to give you. Otherwise, you're getting a blank. Otherwise, you're getting an empty guy's writing a check. He has the money. He has the money in the account. And therefore, the pasuk says, ba'abarecha. So their blessings will come true. I will bless them first. And now, when they finally utter it, something's going to come out. They'll be able to pay for it. They'll be able to stand behind the blessing because the blessing of God was on them first. Beautiful. That's the first pshat of Or HaHaim HaKadosh. Then he says another pshat. And it's based on a Gemara in Mo'ed Katan. On page 9b, the unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara over there says that the rabbis were learning. And then after they finished learning, they went to get a beracha from the rabbi. And the Gemara says, the rabbi said, what are you doing here? What do you want from me? So Amar Lehu. So this is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's son, actually. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, go to the rabbis and get a beracha. So when he went to get a beracha, what are you doing here? He said, listen, my father said that you are a great tzaddikim and that I should get your blessing. So he said, you want my blessing? Yeher ava de tizra velo tehsad. Basically told them, you should plant, but you shouldn't reap. Ta'ayil, you should enter velo tipuk, but you shouldn't leave. Tipuk. You should enter velo ta'ayil, or you should leave velo ta'ayil, and you shouldn't enter. Lechrov betach, your house should be destroyed. Vilituv ushpizach, and your ushpizach, your neighbor's house, or the host, the one that hosts you, that house should be stable. Lebalbel patorach, your table should be all mixed up, upside down, and you shouldn't see the new year. Some blessing. Anyway, when he heard that, he right away went back to his father, Rabbi Shimon, and said, whoa, what kind of blessing did they tell me? They told me all these words. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, my dear son, you didn't understand what they meant. It sounded like a curse, but everything they said was actually laden in a hidden blessing. And he explains it. He said, Amar Lehu, Rabbi Shimon tells his son, Amar Lehu. It's all blessings. You're going to plant and you're not going to reap. You're going to have children. You're going to plant. You're going to grow. They're not going to die. You're not going to reap them. You're not going to cut them down. Or they're not going to be cut down. You're going to bring things in, but not out. You're going to bring in daughters-in-law. And your sons are not going to die. They have to send them back to their father's house. You're going to send out and not bring in. You're going to have daughters. Their sons or their husbands will not die. That your daughters will have to return to you. You're going to send your daughters out in marriage and they're not going to come back home. Your house should be destroyed and your host's house should be established. He says, this world, the Hay Alma Ushpizach, this world is a temporary house. You're a guest in this world. Your world should be nothing to you, but your house, which is Olam Haba, should be established. So he's blessing him that your main dwelling and residence should be in Olam Haba. In any event, He continues, we might as well finish it. Lebalbel patonach, your table should be all upside down with children and grandchildren, like we know how it is. Velo tazesh ata hatay, you shouldn't see the new year. Velo tamut in tach, velo tinsav in tetahariti, that your wife shouldn't die and that you should have to take another one. Nonetheless, what do you see from here? You see, Mikadush. The Bishamon's son went for a blessing, and the rabbis gave him a cloaked blessing. Now, first, we can ask a simple question. Why not just bless them without the pirush? Just tell them straight. So the Mekubalim explained that if you sometimes say the blessing explicitly, the negative energies and forces are able to mekatreg. They're able to prosecute and say, he doesn't deserve these blessings. And therefore, they sabotage the blessing. But if you say it in such a clandestine way, all the sitra hara, all the kilipot here is his negative words. All they say is what? Amen, ken yiratzon. Or they don't say anything. They let it go. And now, all of a sudden, when the Bishamon explained it, it's too late. The beracha was given already. So therefore, they like to give a beracha in such a way. But what do you learn from this story? He says, Zorah HaMakadosh, that there's two types of blessings. There's a blessing that's explicit, and there's a blessing that's like a curse. So he reads the pasuk like this. I'm going to bless those that bless you, and you know who else? Umkalelcha, and I'm going to bless those, and those that curse you, I'm also going to bless you from them, which means umkalelcha is going on the beginning. I'm going to bless the explicit blessers, those that bless you, and I'm going to bless you from those that curse you. Read it again. You're going to be blessed not only from those that bless you, but you're going to be blessed also from mikalelcha. That's why it had to put mikalelcha at this point. Remember, we asked the question, why does it put that those that curse you first and then they will be cursed? Because this word is going both ways. This word is to be read in the beginning of the pasuk, he says, and at the end of the pasuk. So you read it twice. Second way, so mekalelcha can go both ways. It should be read as the last word of the first part of the pasuk and the first word of the second part. And the Torah is coming down to big hadush. Don't think you're only going to get blessed by those that bless you explicitly, but even those that curse you with intention, of course, with intention to bless you. You're going to get a beracha from them. You're going to get a beracha from them as well. Once he settles that issue, which is a beautiful issue, he says, but I have one more thing to discuss. When it comes to those that bless you, it's written in plural. Mebarechecha, there's a yud. Seems that a lot of people are going to bless Bnei Yisrael. It's written in plural. But umkalelcha is singular. Well, I hope that's true. I hope there'll be less people that curse us than bless us. But the Torah HaMekadosh is questioning, why does the Torah switch from plurality to singular? Mebarechecha plural, mekalelcha singular. So based on what he just said, he says a pshat. He says, because it's a rare case that somebody is going to bless you through a curse, like we just read in that Gemara. That doesn't happen that often. Therefore, that's a singular case, which means most people, when they bless you, they bless you, you know exactly what they're talking about. When they curse you, you know exactly for sure what they're talking about. But even the son of Rabbi Shimon, when he heard this supposed blessing, he went back to his father and said, Dad, I don't understand what they're talking about. It's a rare case. So therefore, umikalilcha, since it's referring to such a case, it's written in the singular term to say it's an oddity. It doesn't happen that often. But then he says, beautiful. And why is mibarechecha the written plural? That's the question. So it comes out, Rabbi Shimon's son went to the rabbis for a blessing. Now they gave him a blessing. It was a blessing that was cloaked in these words, but it was a blessing nonetheless. Then Rabbi Shimon explained it. Now the question is, how many blessings did he end up with? Well, I would have said, listen, it's one blessing. It's just that Rabbi Shimon explained it. Says Urachai Megadosh, no. That he got two blessings. Once Rabbi Shimon explained the words of the original rabbis, that's a blessing in itself. And that's where the Pasuk says, Mebarechecha, you're going to receive a double blessing. Not only the blessing of the first ones with their Kavanah, but when the Rabbi Shimon explained it, so you're going to get a second blessing. Based on this, I have a beautiful explanation. That's my own explanation now, adding to the Orach HaMakadosh. Remember I asked you, why would they say a blessing like that in a curse? Just bless them straight. Because they were humble rabbis. And they knew that the Rabbi Shimon's son is going to go back to their father. And they wanted the berachat to come from the Rabbi Shimon. They were humble. So they said, you know what? We're going to say something that this student, they have no idea what we're talking about. And where's he going to go? The student, the son of the Rabbi Shimon, obviously going to go back to the Rabbi Shimon. And the Rabbi Shimon is going to give the berachah directly. So therefore, out of the humility of the first rabbis, they did it that way, so the berachah can come from Rabbi Shimon. But says Orach HaMakadosh, that even the first rabbis' kavanah blessing in the guise of a curse, in the masquerade of a curse, also will come true as well. Therefore, it says, Va'abarecha mebarechecha, both that blessed you, the first and the mefaresh, umkalilcha. And even the Mekalilka, which is the one that gave you a curse, but Kavanah Lebarech. So you see, Rabotai, four words. Four words. And with this, Rabbi Shimon is able to explain, or the Orach HaMakadosh is able to explain the dynamics of how those that bless us are blessed immediately, and those that curse us, they're cursed after the fact, but it's our advantage, because that'll stop other people from doing it. Because when they see the punishment of something that actually was realized, that happened, I'll be able to connect the dots and say, we know why. But if it was just getting punished for a thought, nobody would realize the idea. And furthermore, even when the beracha is given, in a rare case, it's true, it's a mekalilcha, it's a rare case, but even when the beracha is given like that, it'll be counted as a blessing. Not only the one that gave it, but the one that explained it. Hence, mebarechecha is plural, and mekalilcha is singular. Shabbat shalom and mevorach.